Hello, hello, hello. Do you want to speak or no?
Wait, yes.
Okay, you can speak into that mic. Hello. This is Isabella and Livia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Duop Nightmare tonight. Tonight, Queen.
Tonight.
That was Son of Sam by Elliot Smith, and up next, Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers.
Someday I'm gonna live in your house up on the hill. And when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist. But I wake up before we do it. I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. You don't have to know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. I have everything.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his sports car to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing a wrong. Just to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie. Said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in his Jaguar with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, and if he was your man, honey, let me tell you he was doing you wrong. Let me tell the story. Frankie ran around the corner and peeped in a swinging place. And there she saw Johnny with the woman. He had his arm around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. But Frankie could see that he was doing her wrong. And oh, let me tell you, Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and up with a long 44. She shot once, twice, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right. But she shot him because she was doing her wrong. But the last thing he told her was, Frankie, you know I love you. Why? Honey, why did you do that, Frankie? I was telling her about you. Thank you.
was Frankie and Johnny, done by Sam Cooke. Up next is going to be a live Dylan song for you, Livia.
Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not I, said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate. But the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, not getting their money's worth. It's too bad that he had to go, but there was pressure on me too, you know. It wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he died that night, but we'd just like to see a fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death, we just meant to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. No, you can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was well. It's too bad for his wife and kids he's dead, but if he was sick, he should have said, it wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, says the gambling man with his ticket stub still in his hand. My, wasn't me that knocked him down. My hands never touched him, none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, says the boxing writer, pounding print in his old typewriter, saying boxing ain't to blame. There's just as much danger in a football game, saying fist fighting is here to stay. It's just the old American way. It wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, says the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes, it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, it was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for?
fighting for his name. While after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting screws in him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Think you might like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night? Don't forget that you are favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We wanna put his ass in the stir. We wanna pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman. Yeah. Ruby could take a man out. For pay. And when it's all over, I just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger.
PSA to all you lovely people. This song is called The Murder Mystery by the Velvet Underground. The previous song was Margot Price doing Hurricane by Bob Dylan. The previous song was Who Killed Davy Moore by Bob Dylan. Okay, the PSA for tonight, do you want to read part of it or just... Okay, cool. I will read the first half. So, wait, this is a sad one. Okay, it's fine. When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price. It's your entire family. It's the bottom one.
Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhood.
Thank you. The song is really long and it's just very repetitive, so we can talk a little bit. That's why you can also move that. That's what they've been saying. It's a bad thing to do.
So, yeah, don't.
Wait, I'm not gonna do ASMR. That's such a bad idea. If anyone has a request, I don't know, like. If anyone wants to chat the DJ chat, we found out about this the other day. Chat your favorite DJ today, and then a GIF. Search Clippy. I'm sending a GIF in the DJ chat. It's on the website. Oh, if you're listening and you don't know how to get to the DJ chat, go to the WMFO.org. Then look at the top bar of the website. All the way on the right, it says DJ chat. If you click on that, it says welcome to the WMFO DJ chat room. Please be respectful to the DJ on air and fellow listeners. Keep it freeform. And then you can send a GIF to the DJ chat, which I'm doing right now just to get it started. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. bank scissors, guard frames, toilets of marriage, guards the elders, and guns to carry me, guards and regard these, the Indians, rivers, and others, divers, reavers, and reavers, guard the sick, the dumb, the camel, the pumps, store and water, my brain, x-rays, filters, cutting, healing, divers, and skins, and bones, and structure, vivid, talents, and just at the structure, of the structure, 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 and structure, structure, guard, and phrase, the sick, and the dumb, inverse, reverse, and perverse.
Scout O'Clock.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Welcome back. From Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. crank from Weezer slept outside last night and froze. Roadkill has its seasons just like anything. There's possums in the autumn and there's farm cats in the spring. There was a murder in the red barn. Thy neighbor's house or covet thy neighbor's wife, but for some murders the only door through which they enter life. Well, they surrounded the house, they smoked him out, took him off in chains. The sky turned black and bruised, and we had months of heavy rains. Now the ravens nest in the rotted roof of Chenoweth's old place. No one's asking Cal about that scar upon his face, 'cause there's nothing strange about an axe with blood stains in the barn. There's always some killing you got to do around the farm. A murder in the red barn, a murder in the red barn. Digging in the rain will bring all this gloom. There's nothing wrong with a lady drinking alone in a room. But there was a murder in the red barn, a murder in the red barn. There was a murder in the red barn, a murder in the red barn.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows. The scene, but they all agree that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. Well, the judge, he said, son, what is your alibi?
Hi, I'd like to say that I received a request to play the ladder safety PSA, and I can't find it. I have no idea where it is. I fear someone may have ripped it out of the book, torn it up, and eaten it. That would be bad. But, I mean, the gist is that you should be safe when climbing up ladders, because sometimes you fall and hurt yourself, and that's bad. And you should... You need to go closer to the mic.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on this time.
Only when you're going up the ladder?
Wait, if you're going down the ladder, you should also be careful.
Yeah.
And also when you're walking under the ladder.
When you're in a ladder? When you're around the vicinity of a ladder.
Please be careful.
Be careful.
Because if you go under the ladder, that can be dangerous as well, because I've heard that that could cause up to 7 years of bad luck.
Oh.
6 or 7 years of bad luck.
I didn't think that was where you were going.
If you go under a ladder, where?
I don't know. Maybe the ladder really falls.
Oh, that would be the first
bad thing that could happen.
Bad luck event, related event that would happen. But it's just a precursor to 7 long years of bad luck. Yeah. Yes.
Don't fall.
Off of a ladder. Shout out Spade for requesting
you.
The ladder. We love you, Spade, for requesting the ladder PSA, even though we don't have it anymore. Anyway, this is Long Back Veil, done by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Previously, Murder in the Red Barn by Tom Waits, and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas doing Ode to Billy Joe.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Yeah.
is Jenny Was a Friend of Mine by The Killers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, it's going to be Murder on the Dance Floor. Have a good night, everybody.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you. You better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. There may be others. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so. You'll just have to pray.
Burn up.